While on his final journey to Jerusalem, Jesus continued to teach his disciples. He explained what was to happen during the Passover, how he would accomplish that which had been foretold by the prophets in the Old Testament. For the Son of Man will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon, and after flogging him they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise. The day that the serpent deceived Eve, the day that Adam defied God, was the first time we heard of the death of the Savior. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Here we see the virgin birth, the crucifixion, the defeat of the devil, and the resurrection. Here we see the love the Father has for his creation, and the love of the Son, who willingly bore the torture and death we rightly deserve. Here we see the work of the Holy Spirit, who creates faith in our hearts, which trusts only in God, which believes his promise of forgiveness and life everlasting. Today, on Ash Wednesday, where we are marked with the ashes of repentance, we thank and praise the Triune God that we have been redeemed from sin, death, and the power of the devil by the innocent suffering and death of Jesus Christ. May our Lord richly bless you this Lenten season as you ponder the gift of grace and mercy given to you for the sake of Jesus. Amen. Please join us this evening at Trinity Lutheran Church at 7 p.m. for the Ash Wednesday service.